for me. Give me liberty! Oh, give me death!
A dark cloud is finally lifting across the world as U.S. military intelligence and their global partners are destroying the deep state criminal power structure that has ruled over our planet for hundreds of years.
We are free with the God-given rights, and we shall not yield that right to any power on earth.
Hi, I'm Scott McKay. The world is at, and I am your host on The Tipping Point on Revolution Radio, where every Monday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, we bring you the latest in this ensuing takedown of this global criminal empire.
That's an image of strength.
You'll get the raw hard truth here on The Tipping Point. So come join us Mondays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern in Studio B at revolution.radio.
People's war. It is our war. We are the fighters. Fight it then. Fight it with all that is in us. And may God defend the right.
Warning, warning.
We gotta stop them. They're gonna kill us all.
See how the trouble you've started?
Be they the government, be they industry, be they organized labor, be they anyone or human being.
Time when the operation of the machine makes you so sick at heart that you can't take part. You can't even passively take part. And you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop. And you've got to indicate to the people who run it, to the people who own it, that unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported talk radio station, throwing ourselves upon the gears of the machine. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
You called down the thunder, well now you've got it.
Right. You tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Revolution Radio!
In the morning
at Revolution Radio freedomslips.com.
Good morning, everybody. We are live on Studio A with everybody's favorite politically incorrect host, Mitchell Bob.
Yeah.
Hey, hello. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. We are truly witnessing the evolution of revolution. That everybody just kind of follows along in a docile manner. I knew something was wrong.
Okay, now it's time for the regressive establishment's worst nightmare and the world's most dangerous radio host. Tell them how you feel, Mitchell.
Yeehaw! Good morning, it's time for Crazy Ass Friday, streaming at you live from Franklin County, Virginia. I'm your host, Mitchell Bupp. Welcome to this evolution of the revolution here on listener-supported, commercial-free Revolution Radio. So come on down and join us at freedomslips.com, revolution.radio, and get the straight truth. Not that mind-controlled media of the MSM, the ones that have been giving you a song and dance for so many years. You know, the mockingbird media. That's right, they don't want you to know. They're propaganda, not news and information. Certainly, they give you bits and pieces of truth amongst the lies and the illusions that they push. So remember, without free speech, without to measure against, propaganda is just supposed to be the reality. It's installed deep in your mind like a virus That's right. Everybody knows who the real virus is. It's the mainstream media and this corporate mind control machine. Yes, you don't have your own mind. It's the decisions are made for you, and you're told how to, well, confirm your ill belief in the system. You're supposed to confirm that you believe everything blindly by the system. Your mind is in a battle. It's in a fight for independence and freedom, for freedom of thought. Who would have ever thought? Yeah. And here in the United States of America, that we are in a battle for free thought, let alone free speech, let alone the Second Amendment, let alone the Fourth Amendment, let alone the safety and security of our loved ones. We're in a war. We're in a war. And it seems that the government has chosen to become the totalitarian mind controllers of the 21st century. The New World Order propagandists. Yeah. Hey, we know they're so full of shit, their eyes are brown. We know that Joe Biden was installed, you know, like a toilet. We know that COVID-19, a man-made pathogen, made with the assistance of American and Chinese, Australian scientists, all working together with some of the sworn enemies of the United States of America. Those that would do great harm to billions of people are in control. Freedom is waning. We can change it, but we have to speak up. We have to stand up. And I'm like the rest of so many people. I fear not for myself. I'm ready, willing, and am in the process of making those sacrifices and taking those stands. No. Just like the people I've worked with many years that they really couldn't speak up to their employer when they got wronged. They really couldn't say a whole hell of a lot, even if they had a union, because then they were fighting all the time. But I understand that a man has to bite his tongue or not say what's on his mind to his boss or co-workers or others because their family depends on their income. The economic slavery and how, you know, people are bound. Well, today it appears that that same kind of thought process, that fear of cancel culture and destroying your career, destroying your future, you become a follower and just do what you're told. There are too many followers today, not enough leaders. Every person is their own individual advocate. I don't recommend joining political parties, in all honesty, because your voice is co-opted, it's corrupted, it's hijacked, it's stolen. We need a million people with a million independent voices, not one giant shell. Oh, I'm a Democrat. Look at me. I believe in recycling water for toilets. oh, yeah, I'm environmentally conscious as I fly my jet around the world, you know, drinking recycled toilet water. Or I'm from some district in New York. Former barmaid. Yeah. Not a clue about freedom. Only the belief that the more laws a government makes, that the more restrictions that society has, the better it is. Nada. No. Not in these United States, where we need more freedom and not less freedom. Yeah. All right. Let's get in here to the show. iTunes, TalkStreamLive.com, TuneIn, Shoutcast, Winamp. Don't forget the archives. Don't forget to donate to Revolution Radio. Hit me over up there at my locals page. I'm going to start slowly putting stuff on there. Things are just here at the house there. Well, they're kind of, well, they're okay right now. That's what I'll say. Who knows what could happen next? So remember, ladies and gentlemen, make the difference in your local community. Try to help when you can, but try not to get stuck, I guess is what I would say. All right, let's see, where should we start? Let's start with the pussy-fied American woke army, the woke Marines, and this complete failure in Afghanistan. Yeah, complete failure in Afghanistan by Joe Bribum and the sorry assholes that he has in the system. Yeah. Well, if you didn't know, 10,000 Americans still stranded in Afghanistan have under 30 days to get out of Afghanistan before the Taliban actually declare full war on every American that is still there. The British at least have the backbone and the guts to go out into the city of Kabul and collect British citizens and bring them back to the airport. The pussy American soldiers and their shitbag chain of command doesn't have the guts. I'm telling you. I mean, why did these people with the brass at the upper levels, when did they forget that, oh, the American military is only for fighting terrorists? I mean, these people are just, they're bent enders, man. I mean, they're Valen Foucaults. They're the ers. I mean, it's just honky horse shit. The American pussy military is the laughing joke of the world right now. The Taliban flying Black Hawks. 50,000? Was that the number of vehicles that were left, those left in Afghanistan? 50,000 Humvees, armored trucks, armored cars, deuce and a half. Some, what do they call those things that they have the armored cab rides around in? Yeah. All kinds of shit. Okay? Drones. Did they even leave the mother of all bombs there? And here's the other part of this. When the U.S. military knew that they were going to overrun these depots that had all this military equipment in, why didn't they send missiles in and destroy the equipment? Why didn't they carpet bomb the damn place while the Taliban was trying to get the trucks? The upper echelon of our government and the upper echelon of the Pentagon, they're like the medical system today. They would rather have somebody be sick and afraid than have them safe and healthy. Sons of bitches. I mean, this is just embarrassing anymore for what our military is and has become. Hey, why don't General Milley get his rainbow flag up there and put his lipstick on and some pantyhose and get to it? No, General Milley, the pussy he is, when the tough get going, General Willie, or Milley, I should say, goes to his hooch, puts on his makeup and his pantyhose. I'm telling you, I want to drop F-bombs like a half a dozen of them. And I want to ask those people in the Army, if I get a chance, if I'm home this afternoon with Michael J. and Scott are on, I'll ask Michael J., hey, are you guys embarrassed that that's an Army general? I mean, how bad did you have to suck? You didn't have to kiss ass, I guess. At that level, you just have to suck ass. I'm telling you. So the British troops are going out and rescuing their people in Afghanistan. The Americans aren't. Whew. Wow. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And then, of course, we find out that the Kabul, the embassy in Kabul, had sent word through different sources to the government that, hey, we've got this problem. Sent it to Secretary Winken, Blinken, and Nod, you know, sleep at the wheel as usual. And let's not forget the Secretary of Defense that also saw it. You know, these guys, you know, I don't know what they think they are. I mean, I guess we needed another radical Islamic state. So we have to defend against them. And of course, the coming refugee crisis. Remember, the Taliban are already going door to door with a list of Iraqis that cooperated with Americans. They were in the military or they were intelligence officials and such. They're going door to door looking for these people. So what, they can play catch with them? You know, that's one thing I don't hear Ilhan Omar talking any shit today, particularly as women get raped, particularly as women get stoned to death, particularly as women are put back in the glad garbage bags of the Islamic State fundamentalists. I mean, Ilhan Omar should go back to the ISIS training center where she went, and she should become one of the live targets downrange. Her and her brother. Yeah, I know they're not from West Virginia. I know they're from Somalia. Sad, sad state of affairs. Mm-mm-mm. So, on top of all of this, we have the COVID, the coming super COVID vaccination problem. Okay. Of course, they want to have a booster shot, and they're going to have the booster shot. Now, the claiming with the first two shots and the booster shot, it's only 86% effective, when the alleged by Pfizer that the vaccine was 92% effective, and the Moderna was, 80-some and 90% effective, okay? It's just absolutely ludicrous. It was a big lie. It was an absolute big lie. Remember, when they did the first study with the coronavirus vaccines, the initial studies that they talked about, they used extremely healthy people with zero or no, or low or no more, low or no comorbidities, right? Comorbidities. So they chose the healthiest people to run the trial. And in the trial, still, half and half died. Yeah. 15 dead from the with the placebo and 15 dead with the vax. Ineffective. Washout. Across the board. But the problem is, as I explained before, they're creating super COVID because they're not killing COVID. They're only treating the symptoms and keeping the disease from getting worse. How long is it before we start to create these offshoots? Now, you will hear people today, and I'm sure some on this radio station will repeat this in what I'm about to say, this mistake. Okay? Delta was last year. Okay? Delta was before the vaccine. It was around. Lambda. It was around. Epsilon, it was around. Gamma strain of COVID, it was around. This is what happens when you artificially create a bioweapon or a chimera type of an experimental backbone of a virus that you can then just plug and play with, so to speak, at the genetic level. When that escapes into the natural world, these scientists don't know what viruses are essentially going to, quote unquote, plug and play as this thing evolves. Because it's a generic thing, it's like an unstable atom. So it will mutate in a constant fashion. And the thing is, using the vaccines, particularly with their side effects, is going to be a double backfire, so to speak. Not only will the vaccines and their ingredients hurt people, but they will create super strains of COVID that are reacting to the prions. And if some genetic scientists are right, 90% of the people that got the vaccine will die. And if they have inoculated 100 million Americans, that means that it's possible that 90 million Americans could die. Nobody, not enough room, not enough bury enough bodies in those cases. I mean, what would you do? Yeah. What will the government do? What will the healthcare systems do when the people realize that they commanded and demanded that they get this vaccine that is killing them? That will be chaos as people get mad. They're either going to commit suicide or they're going to seek retribution. And I hope that, you know, it doesn't come to pass. But we have hydroxychloroquine. We have ivermectin. And if I have to go eat parasite paste, I will. Yeah. It is it's criminal for the CDC, the FDA to withhold those drugs. It's criminal. Anyway, so I hope y'all are having a great day. God bless you. We're over here in the chat room, peeking over here. Let's see, Lady Horse join Lone Gunman, Malia, and Conk Girl in the chat room talking. There's Blessing and Memes. Dun, 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 dun. Cat Dog Girl in May Street 139. Hey, good morning, May. Dun, 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 dun. There's Jim Bob. Hey, Jim Bob, good morning. In the Surrey Sunflower left chat. Ireland's in the house. JR, Jim Bob. Oh, it's Jim Bob, is JR. Okay. All right, so they're in there talking and chatting away, having a good day. Morning, Blessing. Yeah, gosh, man, I'm telling you, it is disinformation is all around. And there is the truths are somewhere in between the extremes. And the question is, what will really happen? And we don't know for sure. What else? What other news and information we got here? Dun, 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 dun. Los Angeles, breakthrough infections. 30% all new COVID cases come from the vaccinated. That's right. The vaccinated are getting sick. What does that mean? That means that it's not a breakthrough case. That means that the vaccine isn't worth, you know, a flying fudge. Yeah, I mean, they say Delta is surging, but another variant is on the way. Here's what to know about Lambda variant. Remember, the other day I went through that list of known variants that are in any appreciable quantity. But remember, our CDC director is just, she's stupid, okay? She's just stupid. We're at a break. I'll be right back.
Take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio.
What the heck is the Truth Jihad? Hey, I'm Kevin Barrett, host of Truth Jihad Radio. Federal prosecutors, Department of Homeland Security agents, and curious passersby often ask me, just what is this Truth Jihad thing anyway? Well, everybody knows what truth is, but jihad is a misunderstood term. Jihad means effort or struggle. The greater jihad is the struggle to be a better person, while the lesser jihad is the struggle to defend the community. Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him, did say that the best jihad is a word of truth flung in the face of a tyrant. And that's what we do here at Truth Jihad Radio! Every Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, 5 to 7 Pacific, right here on Revolution Radio!
Hey everyone, it's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
Hey guys, Scorpio here. Join me every Saturday at 2 p.m. here on Studio A for the Scorpio Conspiracy Show, where we discuss the hidden agendas that impact our lives and uncover the secret societies and the shadowy elite who construct the reality that we are supposed to believe. So be there Saturdays, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, here on Studio A on Revolution Radio. and learn what's really going down.
The Little Honey on the Lone Highway. Left me for another on the Lone Highway. They killed Dirty Dog McGee on the Lone Highway.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the internet. Please help support this station so this battle can continue forward. Revolution Radio! The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Yeah! Good morning. Welcome back. It's the Revolution in the Morning Show. Remember, we're streaming live from Franklin County, Virginia. I'm your host. I'm your host, Mitchell Pup. Yeah, that's who I am. Come on down and join us at freedomslips.com, revolution.radio. Well, the truth is out here if you really want to know. Last year in 2020, 61% of Americans paid no federal income taxes. Oh, that's horrible, people say. Well, what's horrible about it? The 61% didn't pay, or it's the 61% don't make enough money to pay. Hey, did anybody think about that? That 61% of households don't make enough money to pay taxes? You know, plus, you know, some on the upper end of the scale, you know, use their, well, how should we say it, use their tax deductions to balance out any potential tax they might have to pay. More than 100 million U.S. households, or 61% of all taxpayers, paid no federal income taxes last year. Well, I've been tax protesting, so I wouldn't pay you anyway. And Uncle Sammy and Auntie Martha have overspent and flushed so much money down the toilet, they don't deserve any more mine. Yeah. The pandemic and federal stimulus led to a huge spike in the number of Americans who either owed no federal income tax or received tax credits from the government. Yeah, hey, and didn't everybody get a tax credit pretty much? You know, a stimulus check? That's a pretty much a tax credit. You know, the government didn't pay for that. You did. Yeah, it's like that today. Meanwhile, Joe Bribum issues a mask mandate as schools feud with Ron DeSantis in Florida over masking mandates versus optional masking. One of the most important things missing in this whole debate, in every school, in every employer, in every university and college campus, or even every workplace. How many of these dickheads, how many of these so-called companies have run air sampling tests to see if there's even COVID in the workplace or the shop or whatever? There's such the paranoid of people bringing it in. And now that the vaccinated, that's right, the vaccinated are the carriers. Hey, when has ever that been somebody who's been vaccinated. When have they ever been a carrier of a disease? Could you imagine? Could you imagine when they come in and they said, look, we're going to give you this smallpox vaccination, and you're going to become a carrier of smallpox all your life, and you'll never get rid of smallpox. It'll just be hanging around you, and every time it comes around, you'll be able to get it again. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry, you got the mumps again? That's right, that vaccination, it's only part-time. Yeah, you can still get it. And why are you putting that poison in your body then? I mean, if, you know, Jim Fetzer, one of the things that Jim Fetzer has over so many other people that got the vaccination, he now has a natural immunity against COVID. He certainly should not get a shot. I don't know what he will do, but that's up to him. Yeah, it's idiocracy on steroids. It really, really is. You know, Joe Biden's been AWOL for 4 days, hiding in his cave in the basement in Delaware. Kamala Harris has been hiding. We don't have leadership in the United States of America. We don't have anybody standing up and say, wait a minute, excuse me. Excuse me. Yeah, we don't have anybody doing that. We don't have anybody standing up strong out there two or three times a day. Hell, Joe Biden already fled D.C. What kind of failed leadership do we have everywhere? Everywhere. And these educated idiots, they're retards. I'm sorry. The people in the medical establishment in Washington, D.C. are nothing but retards. It doesn't take a Nobel Prize winning genius. It doesn't just take somebody with some common sense to understand that if you're not killing the COVID virus in somebody's body, if it's those so-called vaccinations are not strong enough to kill an invading disease, it can only do one thing to that invading disease, and that is to make it stronger, to make it more resistant. It doesn't take a genius. It takes basic science. Not the political bullshit science you're about to hear. Yeah. I mean, really, these people just piss me off sometimes. And they talk to us like we're dumb children out here in the public. You know, particularly, you know, the White House and the COVID response team.
Increased risk of severe disease amongst those vaccinated early. Given this body of evidence, we are concerned that the current strong protection against severe infection, hospitalization, and death could decrease in the months ahead.
Whoa, minute. Wait, whoa, whoa. They just said it isn't working. It's not high if it's not working, you dumb bitch. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, she's the health secretary. I mean, yeah, you know, we got, what's one of her underlings? Oh, yeah, what's that clown from Pennsylvania? And you wonder why, you know, this, why our medical system is fudged up, okay? Yeah, it's fudocked. I mean, this political science is just fudoc.
Especially among those who are at higher risk, or who were vaccinated earlier during the phases of our vaccination rollout.
So what are they essentially? Are they trying to say that, oh, well, the first vaccinations were not effective. In other words, they didn't have the manufacturing process down. Because if the ones they're making today are more effective, How can the ones they made earlier at the supposed same process, the supposed same way, are not effective? I'm just playing the devil's advocate, but it doesn't take much. CDC Director Walensky, I mean, she is an effing retard, and wasn't she the one that cried? Oh my God, I don't know how I'm going to do my job. I'm so scared. You're not up to the task. Resign. Get the hell out of the way for a real leader who's going to be honest with the people, not a political puppet pushing political science. Wonder what the hell's the matter with the Americans. I mean, assholes. Assholes running our foreign policy, retards running our government, and people that are murdering Americans by withholding proven medicines that work against COVID. Facebook put a flag or a thing and maybe limited one of my posts about ivermectin in India. Oh, well, this study isn't peer-reviewed by fake book fact-checker efforts. Yeah, the fake book world, the twatter world, you know, my God, and YouTube and Google, you know, whatever you want to call it, mind control machines. You have to keep fighting back against the retardation of the algorithms. You don't even have a right to your own thoughts today. Social media tells you so every day. And all the trolls, you don't know if they're social algorithm bots that are just, well, here, let's push this little angle today. Oh, I know. It's going to be Catter Day on Wednesday. Yeah, instead of Saturday. Everybody posts pictures of their kitties or their dogs or, you know, it's like YouTube, you know. If they want real shocking stuff on YouTube, they usually go steal it from Rumble or some other site because they've banned it. They remonetize it in their own money way, circle it back around. Yeah, I mean, these people are some pretty sadistic, corrupt. Yeah, those guys. Sons of bitches, huh? I'm telling you. Of course, now there's a guy that was on a list to get a heart, right? Because he has a bad heart. I gotta find that story because that is just really screwed up. However, where was that? There was a guy that where was this? Vaccination status may be considered to get an ICU bed at the Dallas area hospitals if COVID spread worsens. Yes, this is, you know, 15 months into this so-called pandemic, okay? And they still don't have enough hospital beds. Here's one for you. Why hasn't Biden sent one of our hospital ships into the Gulf of Mexico, park it over there near Houston? Why hasn't, you know, Joe Bribum done something like that? After all, remember, unrestrained immigration at the border, with estimated between 40 to 60% of the illegal immigrants that were known to be caught were so-called COVID positive. Now, I have a problem with that, even them being even called COVID positive. I don't even care about their COVID status. They're illegal immigrants. Ship their ass back to Mexico and they can wait there. I don't care if it takes 5, 6, 8, 10 years for us to say, well, no. In a legal court proceeding, because we know all of them are coming for asylum, not, and they're coming to work. You know, the Democrat Party needs new niggas. Let's not lie to ourselves. let's say the blatant truth. Why do Democrats, particularly in California and other places, support illegal immigration because blacks won't work on the plantation anymore and they need a new set of slaves? Let's not lie to ourselves. You know, this is replacing the black community, you know, the black working community in America, and making them basically, you know, the blacks, the victims of slavery, because white people are still white. But now they don't have any jobs because, well, you know, the Mexicans came in by the tens of millions over the last 15 years. And nobody did a damn thing except Trump. He slowed them down, but, you know, it was, how should we say it? It's the backwash. Trump was caught after the wave came through and there was some backwash still coming in, but the tsunami main wave is coming again. It's crazy, crazy stuff, man. So, anyway, members of the North Texas Mass Critical Care Guideline Task Force held a meeting last week about the worsening COVID crisis. And, you know, have any of them said anything about the border issue and where all of the so-called infections are coming from? I mean, I'm just curious. It's a sad thing because then you have all those people piled on top of each other. It only takes one to make all the rest of them active carriers. And then Biden sends them around the United States on buses and planes and trains. Very, very sad, sad state of affairs. Anyway, there's a guy that needs a heart transplant. And they took him off the list. For the heart transplants. Yep. Unbelievable. So this guy has three leaky valves in his heart. I can hardly pronounce all of the how should we say it? Here it is. Well, I'll try to read the names out to you in a second. Anyway, this guy's heart's his heart's about ready to pop, okay? And he's been on a transplant list for a number of years. Now they've told him they're going to remove him from the list for refusing to take the COVID vaccine. Sam Allen of Monroe, Washington, University of Washington Medical Center, has taken a 64-year-old man off its transplant wait list because he refuses to take the COVID vaccination. This is medical apartheid at its worst. The list of medical conditions Allen says he is facing is long. A mitral valve regurgitation, a tricuspid valve regurgitation, an aortic valve regurgitation, an aneurysm of the thoracic aorta, and the dilated cardiopathy. He says three leaky valves that impact his pumping blood into his lungs, which makes it difficult to breathe, which played a role in why he wouldn't wear a mask. He previously underwent open heart surgery and says his heart was damaged in the process. According to Allen, the doctor called him after a disagreement over mask use because he won't wear a mask. I mean, listen, the man's confined to a bed, in a hospital bed, with tubes running in and out of him, basically helping keeping him alive. He got a letter in June that he informing him that he was had been pulled from the United Network of Organ Sharing waiting list for heart. Allen sent a letter in response to the University of UW-Medicine. I understand that my choices have repercussions, but I did not change the policy. I am most put off not by your decision to remove me from the list, therefore by removing any opportunity for me to live at a near normal level, but the lack of scientific logic that dictates your policy. Yes, he noted side effects associated with the vaccine. As a person who has spent much time and money at UWMC as a heart failure patient, I'm being told I cannot get care for my condition unless I take an injection that has shown to cause cardiac problems. No shit. Yeah, it's crazy. Meanwhile, another vaccine-resistant patient, Derek Kovic, told Rance that he was informed that he'd need to take the vaccine in order to receive a necessary liver transplant. Yeah, this is the same Obamacare shit that everybody talked about. When government gets into your medical affairs and they command and demand, man, they can, somebody needs a foot up their ass is what that really is going on there. Damn, that's crazy stuff, isn't it? It really is. It really is. Now, of course, the vaccine cases for mandatory attendance for college or mandatory for job or employment or in the military. And there are lawsuits. If you're being forced to take this against your will, there are lawsuits available. I go to Barnes Law, LLW.com, I think it is. Barnes_law.com. But Robert Barnes, attorney at law, he's getting together cases in every state and pretty much in every flavor. And if you're being forced to take the vax and you don't want to take the vax, and they have some really good informational stuff there. Barneslaw.com, locals.com page. And he's, you know, putting these cases together. And he talks about the ones that are being filed and ones that are decided. In Louisiana, a federal judge in Louisiana told a medical college that it cannot force students to get COVID vaccinations as a condition of enrollment. Three students at Edward Villa College of Osteopathic Medicine in Monroe, Louisiana, filed a lawsuit earlier this month, objecting to getting the vaccine on religious grounds. The college is part of a private institution, but operates its campus on the University of Louisiana at Monroe. A federal judge ruled that the medical college's collaborative agreement with the public state university makes it subject to state laws banning religious discrimination and permitting students to dissent from vaccine requirements. U.S. District Judge Terry Daugherty said it violated that law with its vaccination policy. Now, don't forget that this is based on state law. So there's been rulings in Texas, the Indiana case that was refused to be heard by one of Trump's appointees at the Supreme Court without comment. She said no, shut it down. That's not going to go. Listen, it's just like the eviction moratorium bullshit. that the inept and corrupted U.S. Supreme Court failed to fix, and they circled it back around. Yeah, they're trying to build back better. What's next for Democrats? Oh, it's slavery. That's right. It's these camps that they put people in because, oh, they haven't been vaccinated. They haven't been this. They haven't been that. But I would warn those who build such camps and prepare to do such things that we, the people, will not tolerate those things. Period. End of story. Let's see, MSNBC breaks the cringe-o-meter at they have a Biggie Smalls rap verse during a push for vaccines, for COVID vaccines. MSNBC Free Associated Notorious, a B.I.G. rap verse featuring the word ICU with COVID patients ending up in intensive care units. These people are idiots. Hey, it's time for another break. God bless. We'll be right back.
Junkie, I won't say a goddamn word. Why? They won't understand. They won't understand why we do it. They won't understand it's about the men next to you. And that's it. That's all it is.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. Number one listener-supported radio, the printing press for freedom, at a time when freedom is needed the most.
Hi, Karl Marx here. I am all seriousness today, my friends. There is this show you must not listen to. The ultimate remedy with this guy, LB. This guy has figured me out. I hear it on Tuesday, and he is telling the truth. I mean lies. Stay away from this guy. Where's my good hairbrush? Anybody see my mama?
Want to learn more about the Marxist agenda and other important stuff? Listen to The Ultimate Remedy with L.B. Bork, Tuesdays, 6 p.m. Eastern, right here on Revolution Radio.
I will defend myself against their tyranny. Number three is my radio broadcast. I'm squarely in front of the public all the time, and they all know what's going on.
For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence.
Hello, my name is John Wayne, and I do a broadcast here at freedomslips.com, revolution.radio, called The Unequivocal Truth, DEFCON 1.
Freedom and fear are at war.
And folks, I assure you, we are in defense condition one. as we journey perilously through this paradigm that we currently reside in. And I ask that you join me every Saturday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, for the unequivocal truth, DEFCON 1.
We shall never surrender.
I want to thank everybody for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the one place where information never sleeps. Revolution Radio!
Show them what we got here.
Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And now we're going to get back to your host.
Yeehaw! Good morning. Welcome back. It's the Revolution in the Morning show. It's hour two. It's crazy as Friday. So come on down and join us as we pump up the pressure here. We're going to try to go further out on the limb. Well, if that's possible. And make that leap to the next tree. Yeah, so come on down and join us at freedomslips.com or revolution.radio. Join us, ladies and gentlemen, to find the truth, the straight truth, and nothing but the truth. Oh, my God, I just saw that news story, and I said, they spotted Joe Biden's brain. Yeah, hold on a minute, and I'll get to that news story in a second. I mean, Joe Biden, he has to threaten the American governors about masks. So he doesn't say shit about the Taliban. Joe Biden threatens more Americans than he threatens the Taliban. I'll say it. Yeah. I mean, whose nutsack is running this country? I'm sorry. Who's got the backbone to be the leader? Man, you know, even Sticks and Hammer 666. Yeah, even Sticks says, man, I really wish Trump was back. Hey, is Donald Trump going to go on a Do You Miss Me Now tour? Maybe he could go to Delaware. Yeah, Joe Biden. Hey, you know, Donald Trump's going to come hold a rally in Delaware. He damn sure should. Oh, my God. How bad is it out here? Well, it's so bad you wouldn't believe it. I saw this the other day and I said, holy hell in a handbasket. Yep, that figures. That's about right. But you won't see it on ABC, NBC, CBS, or fake Fox News. You won't get the details. You'll get, well, you get bullshit. That's right. Official. Stamped. CNN, ABC, CBS, fake Fox News bullshit. That's right. It's a higher grade. They can pile it higher and deeper than any doctor ever thought they could. Yeah. When you get to PhD, after that, they call you a journalist because you really you've become the expert, the epitome of piling it higher and deeper when you're a journalist for the mainstream media. Yeah, I mean, socialists can't even stand it when socialists take socialist actions. It's sad, sad world we're living in. It's just more, well, it's stupid on stupid. Yeah, Greg Hunter, what did he say in his weekly news wrap-up? Jim Sinclair. Jim Sinclair's saying, it's too stupid to be stupid. Yeah, that's pretty much the government that we have today. Join us, freedomslips.com, our revolution.radio. Well, we'll bring you the truth. Yeah, I'm trying to arrange an interview about Iran and the radicals that are essentially running the government now. If I can get that hooked up, is going to be hopefully Tuesday night. Should be a good interview. Yeah, so come on down, join us, and get the straight truth, not the mainstream bullshit. The propaganda is a scientific art today. Science has honed the edge of public relations and advertising and propaganda. It's become a field of psychology today. Oh, they know how to push your buttons. They know how to make you think you think you don't think you think. Yeah, it's that bad. Because they embed it deep in your brain. And when you're not paying attention, when you're not consciously thinking, that subconscious thought pattern induced by repetition of news and information, whether you believe it or not, whether you instill it or not, you are still affected in your subconscious minds. It really is an amazing thing today. Yeah, so come on down, freedomslips.com, revolution.radio, streaming around the world on iTunes and talkstreamlive.com. Tune in, Shoutcast, Winamp, just a few of the streaming services that we go out on. Catch us at revolution.radio. Join us over here in the Chatsy chat room. We got Walter Mauser. There's Dryfly Guy timed in. Captain Fred and Conk Girl and Lady Horse and Lone Gunman and Mitchell and Jim Bob and Memes. There's Wally in Ireland and Saul Rosenberg. Hey, Saul, how you doing today? Mad and Boy Solomon and Cat Dog Girl and Blessing and Malia and Batsman and Plucker Pheasant or Pleasant Pheasant Plucker 2. Athrenus 1, Tremjar, Mitzi Lou, Choppy Water, Dirt Engineer, Gino 2013, and there's May Street 139, Jer Bear, and there's the Reverend Dr. Rev, Mr. Rowe, there's Niso Manian in the Kitchen and Popsicle Toes, Dirt and Ames Marie, and SJ just left within the last hour, so come on down and join us at freedomslips.com, revolution.radio. You can get the straight truth. Not this mind control song and dance of a rhyme that the mainstream media has. You know, if they're the same words aren't coming out their mouth, they're certainly just rhyming along with each other. Yeah. Idiocracy. So, yeah, let's get to some more news and information. Some of it will make you laugh. Some of it you'll get pissed. And some of it you'll just say, what the hell? Well, that's how it is, right? What the hell? Yeah, meanwhile, let's see. Out on the left coast in California, they're sending out ballots for the recall election, and Larry Elder is currently the leading candidate, as Gavin Newsom is not getting support from much of the Hollywood elite. I guess they know the stench on the wall. That's the same way with Biden. But Newsom, they may try to save. They're going to be pumping big money, and Joe Biden is going to go in and is maybe Kamala Harris should be out there, right? But after the border debacle and crisis, after Afghanistan and the complete failure there, would you want Joe Biden or anybody from that administration coming out there and saying, we support you? I mean, that maybe that's not such a good tactic to have. But I saw a photograph earlier on Twitter of a ballot from California, and I'm sure this can be pretty much made true or not true, you know. And there was the ballot itself, mail-in ballot, right? There, where the fold was, the fold went right through the name Larry Elder and through the box that you check on for Larry Elder, the leading conservative, independent, libertarian-type candidate in California, recall election with Gavin Newsom. He is effectively going to be adjudicated out, and that the line, fold in the line, won't work in the machines, and they know that. So that's a problem, isn't it? Leading conservative candidate, he's on the fold, right in the middle of it, in the ballot, knowing that all of those ballots are going to be kicked out. And then they can say, oh, yeah, they meant to vote for this one. Look, see the mark I just put there? Yeah, that's how they vote for Gavin Newsom in the recall election and the adjudication process. Yeah, it's certainly crazy. Remember, Gavin Newsom said it's mega inspired. It's QAnon did it. No, it's white supremacists. No, it's anti-vaxxers. Yet they're the reason that we have this recall. Maybe it's just because you're a communist who has routinely violated California state law. Just like Kami Kumo, just like Tom, or is it Tom Wolf? Is it Wolf in Pennsylvania? I forget. I think Tom Wolf is. I forget the idiot's name. I'm ashamed I'm from the same county Tom Wolf's from. Yeah. Well, actually, my family knows his family. That's the sad truth about it. My uncle went to high school with him, and he says, I don't know where he fell and hit his head. And Elma, you know, he says, I don't understand it, Mitch. We had the same teachers. We took the same tests and the same questions, and how they came out with these ideas and answers, I'll never know. He says it's crazy. But yeah, Gavin Newsom. And if you get a chance, see if you can't find those pictures of the. I posted one on my locals page this morning. With a picture of what it was right on the fold. Now, you know, I'm sure it's going to be, if it's the standard, then that's a problem right there. If that's the standard that Larry Elder is essentially, you know, folded out of the race, you know, with the finer points of hacking an election and rigging it, is you put your candidate on the fold. That way the automatic machine reading ballots can't read him. Gives the opportunity to throw it out at will. You know, you get just a couple crooked people in there, you can change the whole damn election. Hey, did you hear Socialist Magazine, Current Affairs? Current Affairs fired its entire staff for doing socialism. That's right. Editor-in-chief of Socialist Magazine, Current Affairs. Socialist Magazine, according to Vice. This is a Vice news article. Has fired most of its staff for trying to start a worker co-op. Workers wrote in a letter posted on Twitter Wednesday morning, we, the former full and part-time staff, write to you with deep sadness and disappointment about the recent events that have occurred at Current Affairs. A letter signed by 5 fired staff members. So they tried to form a union. Yeah, why don't you call it a union instead of a co-op? You know, I mean, really, it sounded like you wanted to start your own publishing company and force them to carry it. That's what the co-op is. No, you were forming a union. That's what you should have been forming. Anyway, unilaterally fired most of the workforce to avoid organizational restructuring that would limit his personal power. That's right. Yeah. So editors and stuff were fired, and the craziness, the idiocracy of it. Yes, we support socialism. Well, until it affects us. And then it's no, we can't have that. Activists in Philadelphia are calling for the National Guard to come to Philadelphia amid shootings. What are they going to do? They can't shoot back, more than likely. They can only be maybe police officers and park it. I mean, what the hell is the matter with people? What has happened, in all honesty, is crimes were not prosecuted. People were allowed to get away with more and more crime, more and more theft, more and more drug dealing or whatever, or car theft and fraud and whatever it may be. They are more, the boundaries of those have been stretched way out there. Now, they're wondering why, people are out there killing each other over, prime mafia type territory. Yeah. Listen, first off, we need more guns in the hands of private citizens, right? People that use guns, often they're in places where nobody else has a gun to shoot back. The crook always gets the time, to pick the time usually, and when he launches his attack. That doesn't mean you should be defenseless. That means you have to wait for your turn, so to speak, till you can, use a weapon, an environmental weapon, or your own weapon. I can't say. But to make people defenseless only puts them at the hands of predators today. And that's what happens in every big city where innocent people, innocent bystanders can't shoot people that are in the middle of shooting somebody else. Yeah. I mean, let's be honest. That's the truth, isn't it? If you're defenseless and you and your neighbors are defenseless, then, you're subject to predators. And the more predators there are, the worse they are, right? Robert Barnes posted yesterday, a couple days ago, a district judge in Nevada just declared reentry after deportation, the most commonly charged federal felony, is unconstitutional. That's right. A law calling it a felony crime that once you're deported from the United States to just come back in and have illegal entry a second time is illegal, according to a retarded judge in Nevada. Why? Because the law creating it was motivated by racial animus. I mean, racial animus? It applies to every illegal immigrant, you dickhead. It's stupid. It's idiocracy. I mean, clearly this judge has had a mental breakdown because of the vaccine. Huh, yeah. California builds up Noah's Ark to protect wildfire from extinction by fire and heat. Hey, what about them dying of thirst and the death? Yeah, I mean, crazy, but that's the truth, isn't it? It's certainly idiocracy. Idiocracy, to say the least. What else we got going on? T-Mobile. T-Mobile, had they said at first 100 million, 100 million customers' data stolen, but they say that only 48 million people's data was stolen. Data on nearly 8 million T-Mobile customers was stolen by a hacker. But now they admit that it was 48 million that, a preliminary analysis signaled that information of just over 40 million additional people who applied for credit from T-Mobile was also stolen. No phone numbers, accounts, PINs, passwords, or financial information was compromised for most people. Yeah, right. However, the phone numbers, account PINs, and names of almost a million prepaid customers were exposed. And they're still looking to see exactly how bad it is. But yeah. So if you had T-Mobile, keep an eye out on your stuff. Well, here it is, the truth, the blob, the president blob. That's right. You know, I talked about before that scientists were growing kind of miniature brains, organoids, they're called, made from stem cells and brain tissue, I guess, right? Well, now it turns out that the organoids, you know, these mini brains, right, that were grown in a petri dish, were growing eyeballs. Yeah. I mean, hey, how long is it? How long is it before? And this might be, you know, where they're going with this. They're growing an artificial brain, and it's going to have artificial eyeballs so they can implant, you know, electrodes and stuff in there. Yeah, these brain organoids, yeah, I mean, generate primitive sensory structures that are sensitive to light and harbor cell types similar to those found in the body. Yeah, so they're creating miniature brains, man. And now they let them go long enough, they grow eyeballs. You know, hey, how about organoid for president? It can't be any worse than having Joe Biden for president. I mean, at least it's a brain. Meanwhile, in Singapore, China has jacked up a British man and given him 6 weeks in prison and a psychiatric assessment for not wearing a face mask. That's right. Ordered to undergo psychiatric assessment because he argued against the efficiency of face coverings in court. Oh, man. That sounds like the old Soviet Union. Oh, you disagree with the political science? Yes, off to the gulag with you. Hey, check his brain a-going. Oh, my God. Hey, can we get another general with a backbone in there, too? My God, we can grow brains that go make their own eyeballs, but we can't get a general with a backbone. Come on, man. Oh, gosh. Meanwhile, Nancy Pelosi says it's no time for amateur hour. Yes, she fights 9 moderates who want to add stuff into the infrastructure bill. That's right. You know, that $3.5 trillion bill Pelosi was trying to hold hostage. Now, 9 centrist Democrats are kind of saying, meh, fuck you, Nancy. Sorry. Yeah, I know. I had to do one today. Anyway, so yeah, Pelosi responded and said, it's no time for amateur hour. Oh, man. You mean like in Afghanistan? Oh, yeah, man. Yeah, sure, Nancy. Hey, Can somebody get me some Bluebird ice cream from Nancy's refrigerator? I mean, oh my God. Hey, Nancy, I know. Can we have nationwide Botox treatments? That way everybody can be brain dead like you and Joe. I mean, that might be another reason why Joe Biden has such a smooth complexion lately. He's been getting the Nancy Pelosi Botox treatments all the way to the brainstem. They told him that's how they had to do it. Yes, Barack Obama said, here, Joe, I'll do that for you. Yeah, meanwhile, they're all jealous. Yeah, you know, Barack Obama, Joe Biden, you know, Hunter Biden, they're all jealous. Yeah, they're all jealous of Michelle. She's bigger than they are. Hey, we'll be right back. Station promotions right now.
And unto the daughters of men, indicating that there were giants before the Nephilim.
And sons of God, plural. They weren't talking about Jesus coming down.
No, that's right. Yeah.
I'm Steve Crawford, host of Factor Theory Live. Join me every Sunday night from 10 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. Check it out.
Transcending time and space, let us take you to the place inside your mind where thoughts divide and mysteries unwind. Join us every Monday evening right here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, and you will catch The Fenton Perspective with our great host, Lorian Fenton. Come listen in as she shares her amazing stories from the past to present, along with all of her guest secrets to the future. That's The Fenton Perspective every Monday evening right here from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, only on Revolution Radio. Oh, and you don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Galactic Interstellar Council on Revolution Radio Studio A, Fridays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Join us as we traverse the starseed paradigm, as expressed in the time-space continuum that we know as the divine expression of love and light. Integrating this conscious unity into the galactic paradigm. So welcome all, both terrestrial beings and galactic beings as one. So be it. You're listening to Revolution Radio.
If you think for one second that the Capitol will ever treat us fairly, you are lying to yourselves. Because we know who they are and what they do. This is what they do, and we must fight back. You can torture us and bomb us. Fire is catching. And if we burn, you burn with us.
Good evening.
Are you awake yet?
I hope. We've tried and we've tried for years and years to use passive resistance and loud voices to make a change. But time is over. Your governments around the world have no other goal than to decimate your entire existence at the hands of the bankers and the elites. The war is coming, and it's your choice to decide if you want to be a warrior or a victim. Denial is not a choice anymore. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet, not giving up. Revolution Radio. Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And now we're going to get back to your host.
Yeah! Good morning. Welcome back. It's last half hour of Crazy Ass Fridays. Hold on while I... Yeah. All right. We're getting out here this morning. So come on down and join us at freedomslips.com. Revolution.radio. Join us over here in the chat room. Captain Fred and Conk Girl and Lady Horse and Lone Gunman and Blessing all talking and having a good time. Good old Governor Wolf. Yeah. Poor man O'Day. I'm telling you. So, ladies and gentlemen, what do we got going on here? What's fresh new news that's coming out the pipe right now? The FBI is about to disappoint Nancy Pelosi and shoot down the Democrat conspiracy theory that the January 6th Capitol riot was a pre-planned attack. Many Democrats leaders, including most notably Pelosi, refused to let go of the notion that the January 6th attack on the Capitol was a terror attack par with 9/11 or the Pulse nightclub shootings. Why? Because they claim the whole siege was planned and perpetrated by shadowy militia groups like Oath Keepers working in concert with Republican lawmakers. Democrats also blamed President Trump for instigating the incident, the supposed reason behind Twitter and Facebook banning his accounts. In fact, the Twitter and the Facebook have said the Taliban are welcome to chop off as many heads and stone as many people to death, and they will still be allowed on their platform. However, Donald Trump is banned. Butchering bastards versus a political rebel. One is banned and the other is allowed. That should tell you everything you need to know about Facebook, Google, and the rest of the political parasites in the social media system of mind control. Yeah. Yeah, they believe if they say it enough times that you'll believe it. That's the old adage. Yeah, say it, and they'll believe it. And I'll keep saying F-U. Yeah, so come on down. Let's get some more truth out here. Moderna. The U.S. investigates the Moderna jab after data shows a 2.5 times higher risk of heart inflammation than in the data that was submitted by Moderna's so-called clinical trials. As I just pointed out before, the clinical trials, they chose the healthiest people, the lowest risk group essentially there is to COVID to give the vaccine to, the healthiest, the bestest. You know, hey, did they go around and offer athletes this stuff because they could give them some more money? I don't know. I know it stinks to high F in heaven that the way that the pharmaceutical companies have been doing their so-called trials and so many of the drugs that we have are recalled. And it's because the company either failed to disclose and tell the truth or manipulated the results of trials. They lied about these drugs, just like OxyContin and oxycodone and opioids were said to have been, well, low risk of developing an addiction to them, which we know is totally baseless. They are good drugs, and they needed in many cases, but they need to come with proper warnings and usage. Yeah. Moderna and Pfizer and all these groups that ran these clinical trials effectively skewed the results of their trials by using essentially the healthiest people that they could find, knowing damn well that that's a, you know, there's a smaller percentage of people in a certain age group, in different age groups that fit these criteria. That they effectively chose the prime of each age group to do in their study, the healthiest. And see, those are problems that nobody wants to look at until, oh shit, we put it into the general public and now we have all this. Yes, if the genetic scientists are right and the truth comes out that we will see, a lot of people in a lot of trouble, not because of COVID, because they took the jabs. And I say Z with an S because let's be honest, you know, if these people take one jab, they take the second jab, they take a third jab, do you think there's a point where they'll say, maybe the fourth jab is too many, the fifth jab, the sixth jab? I'd be willing to bet there ought to be a pool out here to where it hits 50-50. How many people will keep taking the updated Bill Gates operating system jabs? I mean, how many people will willingly take that? I mean, when will we hit different thresholds? You know, we have a pool for maybe 75% say no then, you know, or we have that now, or for 50% or 80%. We can pick some targets and then bet when we're going to hit that target. You know, like, you know, you bet when, you know, something might hit. Like an asteroid or something. No, just kidding. Oh my God, it's just, it's crazy, isn't it? It's idiocracy. I mean, there's nothing normal, is it, about the president being AWOL for 4 days and then running back and hiding and the vice president being AWOL for 4 days? I mean, it's not normal for American presidents to essentially hide from not only the American people, but from the rest of the world. Fauci, he doesn't give a shit about personal liberties. Remember, we were said to hunker down in place for 2 weeks to stop the spread and flatten the curve. 2 weeks turned into a few months, and now we're told to wear masks at all times in all places until vaccines arrive then, right? Remember, that's what we were told at one time. The vaccines arrived more than eight months ago, yet in many places in America, masks are still required. Third, we're told that if we get the vaccine, we were told we could return to life, right? That's what people were told. If you get the vaccine, you can go back to your pre-pandemic life. Now people are being told that, oh, well, wait a minute, you can be infectious. You gotta wear a mask still. It really is sick. And in the entire discussion of all of this, you don't hear Fauci. You don't hear any of the politicians. You don't hear any you don't hear many doctors talking about natural immunity. The people had it and survived it. We don't even know how many actually have had it and have the antibodies in their bodies because they don't want to, they're afraid to test for it. Because if they test for it, then they have to admit they know it. And if they have to admit they know it, then you can, yeah. It's that whole damn circle of shit. If you admit you know it, then you have to do something about it. It's like the PCR test. It's outlived its usefulness and it's ended its emergency use authorization. Well, I'm not sure what day that ends. Earlier this weekend, Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern in New Zealand decided to place the entire country under lockdown for one guy that died. I believe he was 80 years old. They believe from the Delta variant, but that's not quite been proven yet. And what did they do? They blamed it on Australia. That's right. It's leapfrogging to New Zealand from Australia. It's coming across. Oh, my God. We got to stop all the wind. We got to, we got to put a bubble over New Zealand. Yeah. If they want to put a bubble over New Zealand, I don't care. But they cannot use the world's air. If you want to live in that bubble and you want to close yourself off from the world, yeah, we can do that. We'll put a big glass bubble over Australia or New Zealand since they want, they got this aptitude, right? and they can't use oxygen from the rest of the world. I mean, wouldn't that be fair? It'd be like a giant vacuum super sucker coming in space balls. You ever saw Spaceballs, the movie? You know, you laugh. Anyway, so yeah, it's crazy, crazy stuff. I'm telling you, it's they don't know where they're headed. They know rental hyperinflation is hitting, and prices are soaring, and the competition for housing and houses to rent is desperate. This time, landlords from Tampa, Florida to Memphis, Tennessee to Riverside, California are jacking up rents at record speeds. Partly because, look at what they've done to us here. The second part is even if they jack it up and then the government says, we'll pay for all the late rents, they can cash in even more, bigger check, bigger government money. Yeah. It was crazy. It was idiocracy, in all honesty. What occupancy in some places hit 96.9%, which is, wow, which everybody is becoming a renter and not an owner. Remember what they said, you will own nothing and love it. Yeah, so you're gonna be back to paying people to live. That's crazy. Gavin Newsom said in California, mandatory water restrictions could be coming soon. Yeah, Gavin Newsom already issued an executive order calling for Californians to voluntarily cut their water use. And now the governor says mandatory restrictions could be coming soon. Of course, the idea of desalination with an ocean alongside most of your state's border, or I should say the entire side of one long state border, there's not enough water out there. Yeah. I mean, they got to suck it from Colorado. Look. Desalinate your water from the ocean. I'm not saying it's easy. I'm saying there's newer technology. There's stuff that can be done. Anyway, all I'm saying is there's no reason for California. They want to do all this progressive shit, but they want to steal water from aquifers halfway across, a quarter of the way across the country from the Rockies. They got the damn ocean right there. If you're so progressive, if you're so want to be so whatever, then use the water from the ocean. Don't destroy the aquifers from, you know, from Colorado to California. It's just stupid. Just stupid. Oh, what else we got here? Oh, here, let me see. Lambda variant. Oh, it's all being now on the way. You'll see it all over the news. Remember, I was talking about it weeks ago, right? Months ago. 30% of new LA cases are in the vaxxed individuals. Biden makes a legal threat to Florida. Miami, Broward, Palm Beach schools defy DeSantis. Look. The truth is, the schools don't even know if COVID is there. They put up, oh, here's one good one for you. They put up barriers in front of kids and sides of them and box them in, creating, you know, artificial airflows and diseases and germ settings. And it's idiocracy. You're creating more disease by keeping the air confined into one space and creating basically a pocket of concentrated viruses or whatever, instead of them dissipating and dying, you know, in the air, because that's, you know, in the sunlight, because that's what happens. Hurricane coming dangerously close to New England. Grace heads to hit a second Mexican coast as it has plowed across Mexico and into the Pacific Ocean. Yes, they say the Redneck Riviera in Alabama has become one of the COVID hotspots. Yeah, it's idiocracy. I would tell people that are unvaxxed to tell your doctor, yeah, I'm unvaxxed. What? Then give me the untested hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin. Then give me that. Since I'm unvaccinated, give me the untested drugs that you don't believe that saved India, you jackass. Yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing. India. You don't hear anything about COVID in India anymore, do you? You don't. Because they're giving ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine across the nation. That's how they're beating it. That's how they're killing it. That's how they're getting rid of it. But no, hell, in America, you got to get the prion jab. Jackasses. Yeah, hey, how do you rape a treasury? Well, you create a dang thing like this. La-di-da-di-da-di-da. And then you just milk it for everything you can get. Yeah, it's crazy stuff. London police warn of 2 weeks of disruption from climate protests, one of the Extinction something or another group. And that's the same group that they love plastics. They love, you know, all this other stuff. They love their cell phones and the lithium batteries and all this electric convenience stuff that, you know, they had to rape the planet to get it. But hey, shh. Anyway, what else we got going on here? Oh, myself. Let's see. Lab founder shows vaccine spike protein damages vital organs. All on AboveTopSecret.com. Let's see. The President of the United States, Joe Biden, does not recall a critical intelligence briefing. Yes, in fact, Joe Biden, the dumb shit for brains president of the United States. Let me see if I can find that clip. Joe Biden said that the Taliban are having an existential crisis. I wish I was joking, but I'm not. Joe Biden said the Taliban are having an existential crisis. Yeah, they're having a hell of a problem. They can't find enough people to operate all that equipment that America left. Hey, can you find any Taliban that survived that could fly a Black Hawk helicopter? Yeah, does you got any Islamic gamers out there that can fly their drones? I mean, do you get promoted from goat herder to commander of the Air Force in just one day in Afghanistan? I mean, really, we have to ask that question. I mean, it's crazy. Well, in China, Jingbo port has all but reopened and is gearing back up to go full speed again. Of course, it was shut down because of COVID. Remember, the Chinese government cannot let COVID really get out of anything. They can't have any kind of flu outbreak because then it says that the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party, failed the country. There is already dissent within the country because China, in a historical context, about every 100 years, it throws off the government elite and starts anew. That's the biggest fear. The biggest fear that Xi Jinping and the CCP have. Haiti, death toll over 2,000, tens of thousands of buildings destroyed, and not one, but two, I believe, tropical storms that have hit the island nation since the earthquake, 7.2 earthquake. Hillary Clinton said she is on the way that not to worry. She has billions of dollars stuck away just for an emergency like this. But she has to have gold, and some kind of land grant back. Hey, that's Hillary, right? Yeah. Crazy stuff. Oh, yeah. The port problems in China aren't limited to just China. In the United States, on the West Coast, in LA, and now on the East Coast, they're having more and more ships waiting to unload. Yeah. Crazy stuff, but that's the truth that nobody wants to say. We got about 2 minutes to the show ends here. A Brit who went on holiday to a remote island and still there after 18 months. Man, I hope, were they eating coconuts and monkeys by now? Well, yeah, I guess that's okay. It depends how you cook it. Of course, if you're on an island, you ought to be having fish and lobster about every day. Veteran paraplegic skydiver. A guy in the army who got blown up in one of the Afghanistan, I believe, he just goes parachuting and his parachute got stuck in his wheelchair. Yeah. I mean, you don't jump out of an airplane in the sky. You roll out of the airplane in the sky with your wheelchair, man. That's a hell of a thing. Oh shit. And then your parachute gets stuck in your wheelchair. It's like, oh shit. Yeah, that'd be a hell of a thing, wouldn't it? Oh, let's see. All exclusive magic mushroom and Askaya retreats are the new luxury trips for the rich and the infamous. Pretty soon they'll have Askaya and magic mushrooms at Walmart, and they'll have take your own trip since they're not liable for what they sell, right? Pretty much. Yeah, half of Americans think they'll never have a pain-free day again. And I think only 3% said that they have been pain-free for, you know, for 30 days or more. It's something that we see. Hey, there's the day. There's the weekend. Hey, God bless. Good day. And good luck.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio. Revolution Radio every Wednesday 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Studio B for Momentary Zen with host Zen Garcia at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
I will defend myself against their tyranny. Number 3 is my radio broadcast. I'm squarely in front of the public all the time, and they all know what's going on.
We are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence.
Hello, my name is John Wayne, and I do a broadcast here at freedomslips.com, revolution.radio, called The Unequivocal Truth, DEFCON 1.
Freedom and fear are at war.
And folks, I assure you, we are in defense condition 1. As we journey perilously through this paradigm that we currently reside in, and I ask that you join me every